A Nashville author who saw surprising success with his first book is trying to extend his hot streak. Vanderbilt alum Andrew Marinus delivered a nonfiction bestseller about the first black basketball player in the SEC. Now he's crafted the story of Perry Wallace into a condensed version for young adults with a full-color action shot on the cover. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the new edition of Strong Inside is part of a growing trend of true sports stories for teens.
His writing took him to the top of the bestseller lists for sports and civil rights books. But to pull off the young adult version, Andrew Marinus had to cut. At the publisher's request, about 160,000 words, or three-quarters of the original, had to go.
But they said, you know, your writing style doesn't really need to be changed for these 10 to 14, 15-year-old kids. I eventually took it as a compliment that it was clear, straightforward writing.
The only advice was to respect teen readers and to get right to the action, with Perry Wallace, a Nashville native, confronting racism as a Vanderbilt basketball player. It's the kind of story that educators say is lacking on their shelves. Jeff Schreiber is the so-called Jockbrarian, a Milwaukee-area school librarian who blogs about young adult sports books.
And what you tend to get are books really that are kind of biographies for little kids. And then all of a sudden, you get to the high school level and we have adult-level books that are in the range of 300-400 pages that are pretty intimidating.
He sees the new version of Strong Inside as part of a trend of non-fiction narratives that use the stories of athletes to explore broader lessons.
It's not a dumbing down. The integrity of the story does not get lost, and the facts of the story don't get lost.
And for Marinus, while he edited, that meant holding the line against whitewashing what Wallace went through, like racial epithets and intimidation.
For some kids, it may be shocking, but for others, I don't think it will be at all. Unfortunately, this book is extremely relevant to today's times, and you wish that wasn't the case 50 years later, but it is.
Amid today's racial tensions, Wallace's story will now be instructive to a new generation, and one that stretches into classrooms far beyond the Southeast. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.